From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Senators Richard Lugar of Indiana and Mel Martinez of Florida are the first Republicans to publicly endorse Sonia Sotomayor for the Supreme Court. Their announcement today is a departure from a group of conservative Republicans who vowed to vote no. Among them is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. The Senate has approved legislation expanding the definition of hate crimes to include violent acts perpetrated on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, and disability. The measure, which the House passed this spring, was added last night to a defense spending bill that's considered must-pass legislation. More from NPR's David Wellna.
The original hate crimes bill passed 4 decades ago covered violent acts against persons victimized due to their race, national origin, or religion. But some lawmakers have been trying to broaden hate crimes protections to include physical attacks on gays, transgendered people, and those with disabilities. 28 Senate Republicans voted to block the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act last night, while 5 joined all voting Democrats to move it forward. The legislation allows the federal government to intervene in hate crimes investigations and prosecutions when local or state authorities are unable or unwilling to do so on their own. It's still uncertain whether the bill will become law, since it's attached to defense legislation President Obama has threatened to veto because it authorizes funding he opposes for more F-22 fighter jets. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Investigations are underway into today's suicide attacks on luxury hotels in Jakarta. Bomb blasts ripped through the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton in the Indonesian capital, killing at least 8 people. Dozens more were injured, including many foreigners. The Associated Press reports 2 employees with an American-based firm were among those injured. New signs today that the U.S.'s housing market may finally be bottoming out. Steve Beckner of Market News International has details.
The Commerce Department says housing starts rose 3.6% in June to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 582,000. That's a bigger-than-expected jump and follows a 17.3% May rise in residential construction. Unlike May, building of single-family homes rose much more rapidly than multifamily dwellings. Housing starts are still down 46% from a year ago, but analysts say the recent trend is encouraging. Though they rose sharply in the Northeast and Midwest, they fell modestly in the South and declined more dramatically in the West. However, building permits, a leading indicator of future home construction, were up in every region, led by the South. Multifamily permits were up most significantly. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 25 points at 8736. NASDAQ is up 1 at 1886. This is NPR. A top Iranian cleric is calling on his government to free members of the opposition who were arrested during post-election protests in Tehran. Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani was delivering a sermon to thousands of opposition supporters during Friday prayers in the capital today. Later, thousands of opposition supporters protested in the streets, prompting riot police to fire tear gas. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in India, where she will try to ease doubts about Washington's commitment to the country under President Obama. She is the first senior U.S. official to visit India since Mr. Obama took office. Veer Singh has more from New Delhi.
Clinton will first visit India's financial capital, Mumbai, where terror attacks killed more than 150 people last year. New Delhi is seeking Washington's help to put more pressure on Pakistan, which has admitted that at least some of the planning for the attacks occurred there, to take stronger action against those India says are responsible. Clinton is then due to arrive here in the capital, where she will hold talks with Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, the leader of the opposition, and other top officials. India is keen to see progress on an agreement negotiated by former President George W. Bush that would give it access to nuclear technology and fuels for its energy program. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Space Shuttle Endeavour has docked with the International Space Station. It is delivering a long-awaited package, the final piece of Japan's $1 billion research lab. But first, a space station crew has to take some pictures of Endeavour to determine if the shuttle suffered damage during Wednesday's launch. This is NPR.